David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 49. Meet Rebecca Slater. Today I came across an old memory stick with a lot of random things on, including a number of songs that I recorded between 2000 and 2006, age 15 to 21. Most of them will never see the light of day, and for very good reason, but there are a few that I listened to that I actually quite liked. I think I will post some of them up as dollops over the next couple of weeks. The first song is called Rebecca Slater, which is about a university student's infatuation with a girl who attends his debating classes. I'm not sure what inspired it. I was at university at the time, but I never attended debating society. I quite like the arrangement, and it was one of the few songs that didn't make me cringe. My accent is a bit strange, but I think it's because I'm trying to take on the persona of a posh Oxford / Cambridge University student. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I had another song about a math student facing relationship problems, which I wrote 6 years ago. It is entirely recorded, apart from the vocal, which granted is quite an important aspect, but hopefully I'll get time to finish that before heading to Australia in March. I think it's pretty good, and it would be a bit of a waste not to ever complete it. But for now, here's a song from my 20-year-old self entitled Rebecca Slater. Back tomorrow with my usual ramblings about something or other.
Don't see eye to eye, although we do see eye to eye, although we do see eye to eye, although we don't see eye to eye, although we don't meet eye to eye, although we do meet eye to eye, although we do meet eye to eye, although we don't meet eye to eye.
I'm hoping opposites attract, I'm hoping that you will react, and you'll turn fiction into fact when we debate, although my statements you've attacked. I hope I've made a great impact, 'cause it's not just my brains you've racked. When will we date? Will we date? Oh, great debates are made so much greater by you, Rebecca Slater. Great debates are made so much greater by you, Rebecca Slater. And I want you to know, we don't see eye to eye, although we do see eye to eye, although we do see eye to eye, although we don't see eye to eye, although we don't meet eye to eye, although we do meet eye to eye, although we do meet eye to eye, although we don't meet eye to eye.
Although I constantly oppose everything that you say goes, condemn your academic prose. When we debate, I never ever have disclosed. I dream of you without your clothes. I want to suck your tiny toes. When will we date? Will we date? Oh, great debates are made so much greater by you, Rebecca Slater. Great debates are made so much greater by you, Rebecca Slater. And I want you to know,
the only reason I oppose you in debating classes is so I can sit opposite you and stare into your eyes. Why haven't you noticed that I have been making passes? I want to see you naked and lie on top of your thighs.
Why the look of surprise? Great debates are made so much greater by you, Rebecca Slater. So much greater by you, Rebecca Slater. Great debates are made so much greater by you, Rebecca Slater. Great debates are made so much greater by you, Rebecca Slater.
And I want you to know,
great debates are made so much greater by you, Rebecca Slater. Great debates are made so much greater by you, Rebecca Slater.
And I want you to know, I do it epidemically, I'm flirting academically.
academically. I try to act respectfully, but I am too obsessed. You see, the only reason why I oppose your every view is because